This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to Road School Moms Radio, where education meets adventure. Your hosts, Kimberly Travaglino of Full Time Families and Mary Beth Goff, the road trip teacher, will share advice, information, and encouragement to bring your road schooling efforts to new levels.
Hello, and welcome to another Sunday edition of Road School Moms Live. I'm one of your hosts, co-founder of Full Time Families, Kimberly Travaglino, and road schooling mom to four beautiful kiddos. And on the line with me is my lovely co-host.
Hey there, it's Mary Beth Goff, your road trip teacher, creator of roadtripteacher.com. Also a full-time road schooling mom to my kiddos that I call the Road School 101 crew, and so excited to be with you here tonight. How are you, KT?
I'm great. MB, how are you?
I'm good. Kind of skating in here at the last minute. That's been my MO for the last 3 weeks. You'd think I was the one that was on Pacific time instead of you.
Well, you know, I know you know this, but as soon as I wake up, as soon as I open my eyes on Sunday, as a full-time RVer, I have to remind myself every minute of the day that A, it's Sunday, and B, I need to be on at 6 o'clock. And I go through that mantra all day long. A, it's Sunday. B, I need to be on the phone at 6 o'clock. But all day long. Does that happen to you too?
Yes, it does. It does. And I remember when we first started this several months ago. I don't know, just always talking about, what, you know, oh, Sunday would be such a great day to do this because it's, our, you know, it's both of our family days and it's, you know, laid back and whatever. And then now it's just like, oh, my goodness. What were we thinking?
I know.
But it would have been that way no matter what day, though.
But every day is Sunday anyway.
That's right.
Saturday or whatever. So, how was your road school this week?
My road school was good. We, I feel so bad. I seen your road school pictures from this week, and there's several other road school moms that posted theirs on the Facebook page, and I loved to see it. And I realized that we didn't do anything very exciting this week. So I don't know. I don't really know where our week went, to be honest. I don't even know what we did. I mean, we're just kind of getting started with the interactive notebooks that I talked to you about a little bit last week, and I don't know, we're just kind of finding our groove, I guess.
Yeah. You know, truth be told, I don't remember what I did all week either. I just go through my phone sometime on Sunday to post those pictures on the Road School Moms group, and when I go through my pictures, I'm always impressed that we did so much, because
yeah.
I don't remember what we were doing.
One thing I can tell you about our Road School this week that my boys, and they actually wrote about it, so I guess I do remember a few things we did, but as you know, the boys, they race dirt bikes, and that's one of the things that we love about our lifestyle is that they can, they don't follow a series or anything, because of course you can't do points, because we're never in one place long enough, it seems like, to do that. But they went riding on Tuesday to a place where they've been wanting to go for a while up in northern Indiana, central Indiana, I guess it was. But it was on Tuesday, and I was feeling kind of guilty. It had the mom guilt going on because we've, you know, just kind of officially started back for our all roads or whatever. And I just gave them the big feel last week about how, you know, this year everybody needs to be a little bit more independent and, you know, take responsibility for their own schoolwork, and then I wasn't going to harp on them for whatever we had done. And then, you know, the very next week on Tuesday, it's like, woohoo, let's go riding all day. You know? But what we done, which really worked out, because the boys are not, you know, they're typical for their age, I guess, and typical for many of us, I guess. My age, I'm still not an early riser for the most part. But they typically do their schoolwork later in the day. Anyway, so what we done, we took the MiFi box, and the girls went, we took the girls and we went to the track and we had a picnic, and the girls done their schoolwork in the morning while the boys rode at the track. And then after lunch, we done some, just kind of some nature stuff. We just had a little hike, really, if you want to know the truth, while the boys rode. And then when they got home later that day, they were so happy that they got to ride, and they were, you know, had all kinds of energy that they got to release. So they were just great doing their schoolwork. So it actually worked out pretty well.
Ah,
just to tell you that it doesn't all have to be all work, right?
Right. One of those things is road schoolers, we really can do work any time of the day. This is actually something I struggle with because brought up in the household that I was, you know, you work first, play later, and I'm adamant that they do their schoolwork first thing in the morning. A lot of times the day gets away from me, and then I feel like we've accomplished nothing, so I really force the issue. But in reality, you know, as a road schooler, you can do it any time of the day that you please.
Yeah. Well, I'm not saying, I think we talked about this a couple of shows ago, but I've really finally, not gave up, but I've gave up the fight with my oldest, with my 13-year-old, because he does so much better in the afternoon. And his writing, I mean, I can see a big difference in his writing when he writes later in the day versus first thing in the morning. He likes to read in the morning. You know, which that's just kind of how he does now. You know, he'll read by mid-morning. He's doing his reading projects and this and that, but he doesn't really get out the hardcore books and do any writing or math or anything until, you know, at least mid-afternoon. So,
well, that's interesting because I think both you and I are pretty much late night owls, and I know that I personally do a lot of work in the evening. In fact, I feel like it's my most creative time in the evening when I can settle into my bed with my laptop and just pound stuff out. And I believe when we were together, you were the same way.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so for our road school today, this week, we did a bunch of fun things. We explored, not one day, but 2 days, we explored a shipwreck from 1906. And it was amazing to see that relic on the beach still there today. Where it ran aground all those years ago. You know, my oldest son, Dominic, said to me, oh, good, now I can add to my list of things that I've done that I've climbed on a shipwreck. Go, yeah, you can. And we were having just the perfect road school day that day that we were going over the shipwreck. Blazy had a glider, and he was throwing the glider off the top of the dunes, watching it come down. And then the two little kids, Tonya and DJ, were chasing him as he went and to the landing place. And each landing place he decided was somewhere around the world. So one time the plane landed in Tokyo, Japan, and he was telling them about sushi and funny toilets. And then another time he threw it off and it landed in Rome, and he was telling them about Colosseum and pizza. And it was just going on and on and on, this free play where they were, you know, assimilating all their knowledge that we have gone through in the past, and it was really great. We were having a wonderful day, and then we decided to get the truck stuck.
Senior post.
What a nightmare. And really, the only nightmare of it was getting it stuck, because once it was stuck, within seconds, we had help. That's how fast it was. Laura, who we're traveling with, another road schooling mom, Laura Hamilton, had just pulled away from the beach, and I texted her, and she turned right around, made a U-turn right away, and so they were there, and then we had another road school mom, Athena, and her family there, and then we had this beautiful Canadian family, very young Canadian family that showed up. Their truck was already on the beach, and they did everything they could to try and pull us out, but our truck was way bigger than their truck, so that wasn't going to happen. Then the sheriff showed up, and the sheriff hooked up both his truck and the Canadian's truck and was able to pull our truck out. But I was just amazed at how it all worked out. You know, I always tell you, Mary Beth, you're always right where you're supposed to be, and the universe is abundant. Trust in the abundance of the universe. And I did have one mini meltdown when I couldn't find Good Sam's number right away. But then I reminded myself, no, the universe is abundant. This is all going to work out. This isn't the end of the world like I think it is. And within an hour, we were out. And there was really not as much struggle. Well, there was no struggle on my part at all. I was just filming it, writing the blog post in my mind. But even for Chris was like, you know, things happen. It's okay. We're fine. And I thought, gosh, that would be a nightmare for me previous to this happening, right? Getting your vehicle stuck in the sand at the beach.
Yeah, right. Well, it just goes to show you that, I don't know. Maybe it's like when you're all grown up or something. I don't know.
I know.
Like,
I don't know, but it was good. It was a really good lesson for our family, and in working together, we were all digging the truck out with every sand tool we had, and you know, getting the project done. It was good. It was a good lesson to be had.
I love that party post about using the sand toys. I thought that was pretty funny. I could picture that whole visual in my mind.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, the Canadian showed up, and he had this tiny pink princess shovel, and I thought, really? That's what we're going to dig this truck out with? And then he just started digging, and, excuse me, Lily wants to talk. And before I knew it, I was like, okay, well, let's get everything we got. We got some sand molds, and we got some measuring cups, and we got some spades and gardening tools. Let's just get it all out, because obviously we're at the beach. And it worked. You could even use your hand. It was crazy. I thought you'd need some heavy duty something that we didn't have.
There you mark that down in your book now.
Yeah. And so the other thing I want to tell you about is this fun thing. If you visit a lighthouse or a column, we happen to visit the Astoria column this week, but this applies to any very big structure that you visit, where you're then outside after you've walked probably 100-plus steps. If you visit any one of those things in your roadside travels, then you're going to want to bring something with you. At the column, they sold the gliders, the same glider that Blazy was using at the beach that day. It was a wooden glider, completely biodegradable, and they encourage you to go up all those stairs and then send your glider off. What fun that was. It was such an exercise in, what do you call it, wind and draft.
That's like velocity and all that.
It was amazing. It was so wonderful. And I thought, gosh, all these wasted steps that we have done climbing these lighthouses, really for nothing, just to see out. We could have been throwing stuff off the top, and that would have been a lot of fun. Of course, I strongly encourage you to throw something biodegradable off the top, unless you're going to be able to go out and get it. But someone was throwing little army men with parachutes.
Right, right.
That was awesome, Mary Beth. It was so much fun. It really was a wonderful trip.
It just occurred to me that you're in Oregon. So is the lighthouse going to be your thing now, or was that just a happenstance?
I'm sorry, I missed that. What?
I said, it just occurred to me. So you're in Astoria. Is what you just said up in that area?
Right. Yeah.
So it just occurred to me. You know, I have a study guide on Oregon Coast lighthouses. I should send that to you so that you can check it out.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I have one more week here, so that would be awesome. I would love that. And the kids would love that.
Sure, yeah, I'm not sure what ones may or may not be close to you, but I'll send that to you. Actually, we'll just post it. I'll just post a link right now so that if someone wants to look at it, and if you're listening tonight or even listening on this podcast and would like to try out the Oregon Lighthouses for free, just give me an email at info@roadtripfuture.com and we'll send it to you.
Very cool. Thank you. You're always generous with your stuff. I love that. On the show today, we have Todd Wilson, the family man. Have you ever heard of him? Hello?
Are you talking to me? Because I am Todd Wilson, the family.
Hi, Todd Wilson. Well, I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to Mary Beth, but unfortunately her call just dropped. But in the nick of time, you came on. So welcome, Todd Wilson, and I'm sure Mary Beth will join us back right in a minute when she gets her cell phone back up. How are you?
Well, it's good being with you. I'd never been asked before if I've ever heard of myself.
I'm so sorry.
Better. where in the world are you tonight, Todd Wilson?
Well, you know, we've been working this weekend, so my whole family, my studio audience is sitting in my van right now. We're in Rochester, Indiana. We've been home for a little while, but we're getting ready in a couple weeks to hit the road again, get in our RV, and go somewhere where it's warm for about a month.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. So tell us about yourself. You have a ministry called the Family Man Ministry, and can you tell our listeners what that means?
You know, yeah, it sounds pretty grandiose when you say it that way, but we be having a ministry to just encourage dads and moms to remind them of what really matters. Because, you know, sometimes in the midst of life, in homeschooling, you know, you're surrounded by your kids, but you kind of forget that it's about your kids and your family. You get so focused on your tasks that you forget what's important. For dads, you know, they do their career, they get their job, and they might climb some ladders, and they get to the end and they think, is this what it's all about? And it's never been about that. But there seems to be a big pull, so I'm just here to remind dads and moms of what really matters. You can find us on the web at familymanweb.com. We have other products and encouragement resources as well.
Mary Beth, are you back?
I am. I just was waiting to chime in. Sorry about that. I got cut off somehow from our broadcast. So welcome, Todd. It's so great to talk with you.
Well, it's good being on the show.
Yeah. So I'm excited because I guess your home base is in Indiana, which is where mine is. So yay Hoosiers for that.
That's right. That's right. We're up in the northern part, not too far from Michigan, right smack dab in the center of the state in Amish country.
It's so beautiful up there, although I'll say you get snow a lot faster than we do down in southern Indiana, so I'll leave that for you. But yeah.
I don't even want to think about it.
Yeah, me either. So I was excited. I was looking at your website, and I see that you have a speaking engagement tomorrow night at the Bible Church in Brownsburg, Indiana. So I'm just curious, are your speaking engagements, are they geared for just dads? Are they for adults? Is it for the whole family? Or how does that work when you have a speaking engagement such as that?
You know, they're different. Sometimes we talk to all men. Sometimes we talk to couples. Sometimes we do families. We had just done some family camps. But the one I'm going to do in Brownsburg is a homeschool event. It's just a little local homeschool support group that they'll gather. And I'll just encourage them in, again, the most important things, because even though, especially in homeschooling, you know, we've been at it for, about a month, and moms are already pulling their hair out, thinking it's about math and science, and it's not about math and science.
Right. So what is it about, Todd? Tell us in your...
It's about relationships. It's about training. It's about... You know, math and science, those are things that they need later on, but those aren't the really, really important things. The really important things are learning how to get along with each other and trusting God and all this, how to love their future spouses and how to love their future kids, and they learn all that in their home.
Well, that makes sense. So what do you think... the family man's opinion would be the most important characteristic that a dad could possess for a successful homeschool?
You know, that's a great question. I don't think I've ever been asked that. And, you know, I'm not into, you know, 10 steps to reaching perfect daddom. I just think a dad needs to be engaged, and he needs to be an encourager. Most dads don't do the actual homeschooling, but they should be there. They should believe in it, because I know a lot of dads who aren't quite sure about it. You know, you ask them, so why do you homeschool? They'll say, oh, my wife wanted to. You know, that's an answer, but not a very good one, because sometimes your wife is going to not want to homeschool. She's going to look at you as the knight in shining armor and say, now why do we do this again? And if you just go, well, you wanted to, you will have let her down. So you need to know why you homeschool. And, you know, you need to encourage your wife along the way, because it's super... It can be very discouraging. In fact, most homeschooling moms feel discouraged most of the time. And sometimes we dads, we encourage the discouragement, or we increase it by saying comments, stupid comments like, well, do you think we should have them tested? Why are they not reading where they're supposed to? And we forget the things like, you know, the great part of homeschooling, and not just homeschooling, any kind of schooling, is that all children are different. There are some who are good readers and some who aren't good readers. There are some who get it easy, some who get it harder, some who do math, some who don't do math. And our job as parents is just to enjoy them and to, you know, to relax and to plug away and not take credit for the ones who do really fast and not take any credit for those who don't do it as fast.
How is it that you came to all these revelations? revelations?
You know, I don't know if I came to them. Maybe just from observing. You know, I never thought I'd be a education advocate or someone who is an expert in that, because I'm not an expert. But I see all those homeschooling moms, including my own, who do an awesome job, and they're constantly doubting it. And I know lots of people who have been trained in all the academics who are miserable. And so, you know, I mean, I have some friends who were super, super, super academic. And, I mean, I would go to their house sometime, and I'd see these things drawn on their white marker boards that were just amazing. And they look like college marker boards, and they were teaching junior high. And one time in church, she was sitting behind me, and another lady who was just starting to homeschool steps up and kind of comes in and sits beside her. And I never turned around. I was just listening to them talk. And the new homeschooler said, "Now, what would you say to, you know, someone who's just starting out?" And she said, I was really surprised. I thought she'd go, "Oh, you really just need to, you know, stress the Latin roots, and you need to, you know, get in there and learn the periodic table first thing." She didn't say anything. She just said, or she didn't say that. She said, "You know, I think if I were to do it over again, I would just enjoy my children more." And really, that's what I want to encourage moms and dads, to enjoy their children, because they grow up so fast, and this time that we have is so fleeting. And this is the best time. And sometimes we just fritter it away yelling at our kids all the time because they're not learning it quick enough, or they're spoiling, you know, all the great plans we have for them.
I love that. I want to record. I guess we did record it. I'm going to play that back to myself probably once a week for the next couple of weeks.
You should. You should.
What? Tell us, because we have a lot of listeners that are just starting their homeschool and traveling lifestyle. We have a lot of listeners in our group that are just starting out. And that is one of the first things they always ask is, you know, what do I need to do here and there? And I actually even seen, and I'm not poking fun at this, but I actually seen a post earlier today in another group that talked about someone had a four-month-old, and she was wondering what should she do so that, you know, that baby would be academically prepared. And I was like, oh, my goodness, take her home and sing to her, right?
You should burn all your books if you're starting that young.
Right, right.
But, you know, and that's a great thing about, especially if you're road schooling, like you like to call it, homeschooling on the road is the best thing. I mean, and it's not just about, it's not about those academics, because when we did it, and we're not on it full time, but we'll go out for several months at a time, and we thought we would just do homeschooling on the road, and it was harder than we anticipated because we had so many kids. You know, the distraction, it's loud, and so our kids read, and they got to experience everything that everyone else just reads about. And so, you know, the great thing about being on the road is that you get to see where those significant events took place. You get to go to presidents' homes and presidential museums and birthplaces of presidents and the corn dog and the world's largest bottle of ketchup. And you get to see all those amazing things that most people just get to read about, or maybe they don't even read about. And so I love it, and I just think it's great. And in fact, you know, for the parents who are moms who are just beating themselves up and they're going nuts, and they only have a 4-year-old, I'd say relax. Let your four-year-old be a 4-year-old. You know, you don't have to start thinking about those school things until a lot later. And even then, you know, the kids, you can't stop them from learning unless you schoolify it, and then that ruins all learning. When we travel places, I never have them write reports on it. I don't have them, you know, create a musical out of it or a diorama or draw pictures of it or put it in their nature book, which are all fine things, but that does not increase learning. Sometimes I think that even stifles it. We just will go to a place, and I think such a great example is we went to George Washington Carver's birthplace or his home, and you know, some of my kids really like the history of it, and they love to see the tombstones of George Washington Carver's parents, and Other than my kids could care less about that, and they like the bugs and the snake they saw crawling in the grass. And others just interact. So they all learn different things, and because I ask them to write it down, it doesn't help them memorize or learn it any better.
You know, you bring that up. Those are such good things to remember. A lot of us road school moms sometimes compare ourselves to our, for lack of a better word, suburban schooling counterparts.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't give enough credit to what they learn from just experiencing this stuff firsthand, which our suburban counterparts don't have the opportunity to do. That's something that I constantly have to remind myself to do, not compare, and to give credit to all that we do, because we do a lot.
I think even, you know, it would be easy to think higher of what we do, because what we do, we have a great gift of being able to see things and do things. And even when you're in the small little recreational vehicle, the interaction is a different way of interacting than when you're in a big house and you're spread out more. I think it's all better. I hope none of you think less of what you do. And we at the same time, not to think too highly of what we do, but we've got the best thing going.
Well, I'm glad to hear you say that, because we think that too. But I know sometimes, you know, you do get down because you hear, you know, all the comparisons, and Kimberly just said it. You both walked into my next question, which is, what do you say to someone from the outside, if you will, that, you know, maybe doesn't support the homeschooling decision? Because I know we see a lot of this in our groups lately, especially new homeschooling moms and dads that are fighting a mother-in-law or a family member or a friend that doesn't see fit for that. You know, what do you say to somebody with, you know, that doesn't have that support, even though they know what they're doing is right and they feel like it's right for their kid, and maybe they're not even doubting themselves, but they've got doubt from the outside? What do you say to someone like that?
Well, I would say, you know, stick to what you believe. Do what you know to be true. And the thing I think sometimes we feel like we have to do, we feel like we have to defend homeschooling. We have to give them statistics, and there are lots of statistics. If you want to find those, they're out there that show that homeschooling has better results. But that's not what I want to push. I say, just smile, you know, nod, and let your kids speak for you, because they see the difference. They do. They may not want to say that. They may not say that right off the bat, but it doesn't take very long before your in-laws, before those around you will say, man, your kids are so much different than everybody else's. Your kids are better than everyone else's. And, you know, I think that's just because, not because they learned anything more. I think it's because home is a good place for your kids. You know, parents are the best teachers of your kids. They know their kids better than anybody else. I just think homeschooling is not my idea. It's God's idea. You know, he did it. He said, hey, you teach your kids when you rise up and when you lie down. You know, you'll teach the next generation so that they may teach the next generation. So those yet to be born, they will teach them. You know, that's homeschooling. And I think that just be confident in what you do. Don't feel like you have to defend it. And then let your kids speak by their actions, because that's the proof is in the pudding.
Those are such wise words. I'm so glad you're sharing this tonight with our listeners and to any other listeners on our podcast. You mentioned in the earlier part of our broadcast, if they wanted to follow you, they could go to familymanweb.com. But you have your own podcast, is that right?
Yes, you can find us. If you go to iTunes, you can look for The Family Man Show. You can also listen to us from our website, and you can get it on your iPhone and all that kind of stuff as well. It's just two dads who, we're kind of like the counterparts of you. Just two dads who have a good time together. We talk about everything that dads might think was interesting.
Very cool. Go ahead, Mary Beth.
Oh, that's okay. I was just getting ready to say, so for our listeners that are just tuning in, tell me, or maybe I missed this at the beginning, but so is your reach, it's not really just dads. Your reach is really the whole family. Am I right?
You're right.
Okay. And so the other thing I was going to ask you, I'm sorry, I wrote all my questions down and I was so organized, and somehow while we've been talking, I got so excited about all the things that you were saying that I've lost my notes. So going back into my memory, one thing that you had said that close quarters of an RV, which is something that I really like. And I know I catch a lot of flack for that, as I'm sure a lot of us other full-timers do, because if you haven't done it, you know, a lot of people can't understand it. You know, how are you on top of each other all the time? You know, there's nowhere for everyone to go. And for me, I know, like you said, you know, when we are in a house or when we're visiting with someone and everybody goes to their own space, we just lose connection with each other. And the one thing that I absolutely love about our homeschool is that when we did start traveling, our faith, the faith of our family, it just fell into place so much better because we were connected and, you know, we could pray together so much easier and our devotions were easier. So can you share with us, you know, what a typical day is for your family as far as, you know, do you share a specific devotion time or how does that work in your family?
You know, we're very focused when we're in our RV. We're not like campers. We're kind of like destination RVers. We probably travel about 1,000 miles a week. We average about that. So we're driving every day, and then we work real hard on the weekends. So we've tried in the past. We tried trying to do devotions. We tried listening to different things. That's not always done really well. In fact, we failed at that fairly miserably along the way. But I do agree that, you know, there's something about, I call the RV the crucible because it brings out ugly things sometimes. But those are the things that are in there anyway. So you want to deal with those. And there's something wonderful about being close together. My wife would say, you know, everything's simpler. You only have a limited amount of clothes, a limited amount of food, of storage space, of water, and of space to get away. Sometimes when we're at our home, you feel like you haven't even seen your kids all day. But when you're in the RV, whether you like it or not, they're right there, and you know, because there's nothing else to do, you end up reading to your children, or you sit there and you talk about something. And I think that closeness is wonderful. In fact, our little kids sometimes will, as we're coming back home, they'll say, "Oh, can we stay out one more night?" Because there's something neat about all sleeping. Because we'll have 10 people in our RV most of the time, and we're all breathing in each other's faces as we're sleeping. And some great conversations take place in that time.
Those are some of the best of times that we have, too. You know, a lot of people have unreal expectations of what it's like to live in an RV. And like you mentioned, sometimes it's not all, you know, lollipops and unicorns and rainbows. You know, sometimes it can get a little too close for comfort. But I find that with our family, the majority of our time, even if we were in a big house, I would envision us all sitting on the same couch pretty much on each other's laps because of the time that we have spent so close to each other and how comfortable we feel being this close to each other. And that's one of the greatest gifts that I have found of this lifestyle for our family. Now, you travel part of the time. Is that correct?
That's correct. We have seasons. We'll be out like in the spring, early summer, for a chunk, and then we may go out again in the fall. But we do have some home times as well.
And during your home times, do the kids try to encourage you to plan an impromptu trip?
You know, we usually don't take impromptu trips. We're not campers. We are really, our RVing is what we do for a living. But they know that it goes hand in hand. So, you know, we have plenty of things to fill up our non-RV time.
That's funny. So I have to tell you that I don't know if you can see our chat from where you are. You probably can. But in our chat window, I have all kinds of great compliments for you. So I just have to share a couple. Heather has said that she – or no, I'm sorry. Jennifer has said that she actually went to a homeschool conference where you were speaking, and she didn't go because she thought it was all for Dad. So I just want to give out a shout now to our listeners, whether you're listening live or on our podcast, to remember that Todd Wilson, the Family Man, is not just for Dad. So if you haven't checked out his website or his speaking engagements, please do so, even if you're not just a dad. And also, there's everybody on here. Kimberly thinks that we should have him for the next rally. So I think we're going to have to see how we can work that out.
We've talked about it a little bit in the past, and it just hasn't worked out. But we'd love to do that.
Oh, absolutely. He'd be the perfect fit. Absolutely. Your message is so poignant, and the way that you speak it, it just falls on my heart perfectly. I'm just so happy right now that we're doing this show, that this show is being recorded, that we can refer to this show when those frazzled moms come up and say, I don't know what to do, I'm doing everything wrong. I'm just so happy to have this show to point them to. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. I really appreciate it.
Oh, we're glad we could.
Yep.
Go ahead, Mary Beth.
I was just going to say, it's so funny because this was definitely a blessing for me, this show. And like you just said, I'm so excited to have it recorded so we can refer to it a million times. And I'll just tell you that you have spoke right to my heart. Two or three times you've said just a reaffirmation of things that I've already been thinking this week. And I've really been struggling with on the devotion side of it for the last 2 years. I don't know how many things I've bought off of Amazon. I bought a couple things that I've seen Felice that runs our network that she had used in her family before, and I've tried all these things and I can't get anything to stick. And then you expected you to have this great plan that you were going to tell me what you'd done for your daily prayer time or whatever, and you just affirmed to me that what we're doing is just fine, which is, we pray together and we talk about whatever is on our minds, and I just love that. So thank you so much for being with us tonight, because I think your message is going to get spread wildly through our community.
Well, good. We'd like to hear that.
Well, where can people see you upcoming?
Well, we're going to be we're taking a loop. Like I mentioned in the fall, we're going to be in Indianapolis actually tomorrow night, and then starting about the 6th of October, we're going to go down through Springfield, Illinois, down to St. Louis, Springfield, Missouri, down through Oklahoma City or Tulsa, Texas, College Station, New Orleans. And then I think we're going to end up in Florida. So you can go to our website again. You can see our schedule. We'd love to talk with anybody out there that we might be in your neck of the woods.
Perfect. That's absolutely perfect. Well, I'm going to be posting your speaking schedule, which I found on your website, right there on our mom's chat, so people can see if they're going to be in your area or possibly put your speaking schedule on their travel. Again, I want to thank you so much for joining us, and we'll be watching your developments and listening to your podcast and making your appearance at an upcoming FTF rally a reality, because like we said, I think your message is just so perfect for our community.
That sounds great. We'd love to do that. We'd love to do that. And thanks for having me on the show.
Thank you so much for being with us.
Hey, have a great night.
You too.
You too. Good night. You know, that is just what I needed to hear tonight.
Oh, my goodness. I can't even tell you. Like, I'm not kidding. He was sent to us, or at least he was sent to me from someone up above. I'm telling you right now that I totally needed to hear him talk this evening. I'll tell you that right now.
It's so true. You know, I can even feel it in our own tone. We started the September, gangbusters, and you released the Road School Planner, and here we were tearing it up. And although we're still making headway with our Road School, it starts to wear on you right away. We're only 3 weeks or 4 weeks into our Road School. I personally school all year round, but I do feel anew on September 1st. And it's just so important to hear this message over and over and over again. Relax. It's all going to be okay. You're doing the right thing. I don't know why it's so hard to remember that.
You know, I'll tell you that, I know you and I talk about this a lot, when we're not on the air. But I'm going to admit to you and to our listeners, and I know you will as well, we talk a good game when we're together, especially on Sunday nights at this show, but do not, if you know either one of us very well, don't be fooled, because we question ourselves plenty of times, right? I mean, I know that I do.
Absolutely.
It is so darn hard not to compare yourself. And I know I say that, don't compare yourself and relax and all this, but I'm going to be the first one tomorrow morning when it's Monday and I'm looking around, I'm thinking, oh my goodness, we should be doing this, and this. And I don't know, it's just hard to find the balance and it's hard to find the encouragement. And that's the one thing I love about the Family Man's message for the dads out there. And, for you moms, I know for me, you kind of have to invite the dads in your household or the other partner in your household into your homeschool, because I think sometimes they don't think they have a place.
Absolutely. I think I know for me personally, and I've talked to a lot of people about this, one of the biggest adjustments in this lifestyle had to do with Chris being in this camper and not being the, a breadwinner out in the field, working 9 to 5, and where his place was. And it's so easy for the dads to try to recreate that in the camper. Well, it's not easy, actually. It's hard. And a lot of dads are a little lost when they get into the camper lifestyle, right? Because they don't know where they fit anymore. And a lot of the moms get resentful because the dads start telling the moms what to do, and it becomes this big thing. But just always remembering to work as a team and trying to encourage each other is one of the best things you can do for each other.
Yeah, that's really good advice. It's a big adjustment. I mean, it's just like any other major event. When you get on the road and it's so exciting, and there's so many new things, and homeschool is the same way. You go gangbusters at the beginning, and then somewhere along the line, the dust settles, and you realize it's just a normal life, just with a different set of parameters. And, all of a sudden, it's not as glamorous and exciting as you thought it was. And, then that's when the real work begins, I guess.
Absolutely. So what's coming up this week at Road Trip Teacher?
Well, you got me to thinking last week when we were talking about, you were talking about how you have the kids, some of your kiddos were doing times table copy work. And so I decided that I was going to get busy because I promised that to you, I think, sometime earlier in the summer and never got it done. So Road Trip Teachers working on their copy work guides this week. We have ABCs of Kids Bible Verses is coming out. It's almost finished. It's in editing right now. So that'll be out this week. And then we are working on a multiplication facts copy work that we'll have available by next Sunday night. And tonight, if you're listening, I am getting ready to post the link for a rainbow multiplication chart. It'll be a freebie for all of our listeners. And if you're listening on our podcast, you can email info@roadtripteacher.com and we'll be glad to send you one.
Well, I definitely want one of those because, as I have said, we are doing our multiplication tables in here, and we're doing a great job. We're moving forward at a really good, great rate. The kids are using that copy work method that you have done such a great job with, and I see progress. I think we've got 6 timetables memorized in here. So that's been working out for us, and I'm really looking forward to seeing what you've got so that we can bring that into our road school as well.
Well, there's the link for that, and that just reminded me of something. I'm not sure if I can find it really quickly, but there's something else on my printables. I can't remember if I was with you when we'd done this, but that my kiddos, here's my times tables. I have a times table little sheet. I did a whole post on this. My kids had a, we called it the multiplication master. That's what it was. I was just looking for it. So I actually had, for my kiddos, I had them like a Road Trip Teacher multiplication master t-shirts made. Did we talk about that? When they got done with their math facts, they got a multiplication master t-shirt. They were all about that. So I'll have to post that. I'll post that on our Facebook group tonight, that post, because it talks about a systematic way to teach your kids multiplication facts. Instead of starting with 0 and just going 1 through 12, doing it a little bit different way. It actually was written from an interview that I'd done with my third grade teacher, because that's where I learned my multiplication facts, and it's been such an important foundation for my math. I'm fairly good in math, actually. It's probably one of my favorite subjects. So I attribute that back to her. She is a retired teacher now, but I interviewed her and done that post, so I'll post that in our Facebook group. Post that in our Facebook group tonight, and I'll post that freebie as well right now on our chat.
That sounds perfect. That sounds absolutely perfect. I remember having that conversation with you, and your third grade teacher had enlightened you that there's a particular order that makes the most sense for learning your times tables. And I remember that post. So that's what we've been using.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's good to know that we listen to each other. That's awesome.
Absolutely. So what's going on at Full-Time Families this week? Let me think. We have, I'm so in love with him. It's going to be so hard for me to let him go. But through some encouragement from some other road schooling moms and through some help from yet a different set of road schooling moms, we have come up with the FTF mobile mascot. Have I told you about him yet?
I have, and I've been waiting very patiently to see what he was going to look like and what he was all about. I'm waiting.
Oh, my gosh, he's so cute. His name is Rambler, and he's the roaming retriever. And mm-hmm. Rambler is going from family to family in FTF to spend a week to 2 weeks with your family, and you can take a few pictures of him and what you've done with him, and then you'll have the opportunity to post right there on FTF what it is you did with him. And after he's traveled for a year or two, we'll decide how far he gets and how much he accomplishes. After he's traveled for a year or two, we're going to compile all of that and put it into a book. So children have the opportunity to participate in this project, which is a community building project. So Rambler is with us right now. He did take a trip with the Hamiltons to Portland. So Laura sent me a whole bunch of those pictures. And then we will be releasing him out into the great wide world this week or next. So stay tuned, and we'll send you some links for how you can follow Rambler's travels and have Rambler visit your home.
Oh, that's going to be so much fun. We can't wait to get our hands on Rambler and take him somewhere with us.
I love him so much. He's so cute. And let me think what else is going on. I want to see what's going on next week at Road School Mom. It is just us moms. And Mary Beth and I have sent out some feelers on Road School Moms group. If there's a particular topic that you'd like us to address, please don't hesitate to put it in Road School Moms, and we will work out a show based on that to help answer your questions or help encourage you in any way that we can.
Yeah, that's a good thought. You know what? My multiplication, memorizing math facts was actually a post for Diary of a Road Mom, so I'm getting ready to post that. See, I don't even remember how things go anymore. There's so much going on right now, my goodness. Sorry, I got a little bit sidetracked. Did you ever see that movie? What was that movie called? Where the guy was like Squirrel. Do you know which one I'm talking about?
Yes. That's Up.
Up. Yeah. So that should be our new code word, Squirrel.
Yes.
Like, as in help. Help, I'm talking and I can't shut because I don't really know what I'm supposed to be talking about. Anyway, I am getting ready to post the memorization fact right now to our chat. And next week's Heart to Heart. When is our next independent income show?
That will be October 5th.
October 5th. Okay, so I had a question for that on our email, so I'll be sure to send that back. We have a couple of suggestions this week, again, for our road school planners, some pages that some of our road school moms are requesting. So if you have one of our road school moms planners and you have not received any of the updated pages, visit the Road School Moms Facebook page this week, and you will be able to access those pages because we're adding pages weekly.
Yeah, I just love that tool. It really keeps me on track. We talked a couple weeks ago about making lists and the fact that we love making lists, but that doesn't mean we always get things done. But making lists and especially keeping them on my Road School Planner has been a really great way to keep me organized and on track instead of sometimes walking around the RV saying, well, I have a million things to do and I don't know where to start. I just pick up my road school planner and go, okay, there, that's where I need to be. That's what I will do.
Don't you just love that it's a central location that you can, you know, leave it there?
I
do. Tell me, you're going to be stationary for the most part for the next week, and then are you headed south? Are you headed north? Do you know where you're going?
Yes, I do know where we're going. We're going east. We are going to be in the Denver metro area because the kids, three of the big kids, are going to be flying out to Florida. So it's ironic. We made sure we got really good rates for tickets, and now we're going to spend about $1 million in gas. But such is our lifestyle. But that's, you know, that's the irony of it. When you can be anywhere, then you can go anywhere. And sometimes that's hard also for me to remember because I think, well, we need to do what's most convenient. And in this case, maybe the most convenient thing would have been instead of putting the money into gas, putting the money into the tickets. But really, there's no one more convenient thing to do than another convenient thing to do when you travel full time.
Yeah, sometimes people forget that just because you travel doesn't mean you can, you know, just shoot across the country at any given time, because we really do usually have some sort of a systematic way that we do things. We don't all do it the same, but we all have a system, right?
Right.
Well, I just have to tell you that I'm afraid to say this out loud, but I really think there's a good chance that our paths are going to cross. Probably next month. So hopefully one of these Road School Moms shows that we're going to do soon will be together, live in person.
I would love that because I like the energy that we have when we're together. It just feels really good. But I'm happy to talk to you every Sunday night anyway. It's one of my favorite things to do, to recharge my road school and talk to you and talk to great guests like Todd that we had on tonight. Just really helps me get focused for the next week.
It really does, me too. And whether or not you road school 7 days a week or 5 days a week or whenever, you have to take some point to recharge yourself and just relax. Take it easy.
Absolutely. Stop. Rose, stop beating yourself up this minute. You're doing a great job. Your children are going to be great. Now, I have a special guest, Mary Beth, that wants to be on the show. I get asked weekly. So tonight I'd like to introduce my number one road school scholar, and that is Dominic. Dominic, what do you want to tell the road school moms out there?
Hello.
Hi, Dom.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you, buddy?
Good.
Good. So tell us something interesting from the number one Travaglino road schooler.
I like to travel.
Yeah, I know that. Me too. Tell me, so what was the most exciting, your favorite thing you've done this week?
This week, I was throwing the planes off the tower.
Yeah, your mom talked about that. That sounds like something. Mm-hmm. Sounds really fun. So tell us something that you're looking forward to, something that you're looking forward to learning. Is there something in your brain that you just can't wait to learn about? What's next in your road school, Dominic?
What's going on at my grandparents' house.
Ooh, that'll be fun. That's in a different part of the country, right?
Yep.
So you get to travel a different way. Are you excited about traveling on a plane?
Yeah, I've done it before with just Blaze, but now it's going to be Tonya also.
Ah, so fun. Well, we'll be all excited to hear about your travels. You'll have to come back on the air after your trip and tell us all about it.
Yep. Okay.
All right. Talk to you later, buddy.
So there's Dominic, my 11-year-old, and they have been actively counting down the days till their flight. I think we're up to 26 days. I think we started in the 50s or 60s, the countdown did, and that's what they're looking forward to. Secretly, I think that he believes that he will be able to have unlimited game time.
Little does he know that you send strict orders with him when they go, right?
Yeah, little does he know that I will be sending schoolwork to. So because in this day and age, I can just email it.
Oh, my. Yeah. Relax, would you? Relax and let them learn. Speaking of counting down the days, everywhere I look, everybody, they're counting down. 100 days till Christmas, and you go to Walmart, and there's Christmas decorations up. It's September. What's your take on that? Don't you think
I can't stand it. I really can't stand it, Mary Beth. I can't stand it for the mere fact that it confuses me as to what the time of year is. As we mentioned earlier in the broadcast, I really have a hard time remembering what day it is and what time zone when I'm in. Now, to walk into a store and see Christmas decorations, it just boggles my mind. I feel like I've missed the whole season. But I do have in my rig my own walking calendar. He's my second son, Blaze, and he every day announces the date. And this morning he woke up bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and announced that it was the first day of fall. And after I wrap up this broadcast, I'm going to go out and have a first day of fall party with some Road School Moms.
Oh, how fun. Well, you know, I say that if there's one thing that this lifestyle has taught me, I used to be really bad at wishing my life away. Like, oh, I'll be so glad when, you know, winter's over, or I'll be so glad when it's this birthday, or, you know, you just wish the time away. And that is the one thing that I'll say is I've learned with our traveling is just to enjoy every single second of every single day and just not wish it away. And so that's my trouble with the whole Christmas thing is I want to enjoy every single day of September, every single day of fall. You know, I don't want to wish it away.
So well said. So well said. Such a good reminder. In a show packed with reminders for people, that I think that's the perfect one to end on. Don't wish your days away.
Yep. And with that, I think we should wrap up this wonderful show. I'm so excited to have had Todd Wilson on the show and all the other things we got to talk about. And we'll be excited to hear about your fall party, your first day of fall party next week.
Yeah, I'll take a picture for what my road school week looks like next week.
Sounds great. Until then, we'll see you this time, same place next week. And until then, God bless and happy travels.
This is Kimberly.
And this is Mary Beth, your road school moms, on the road where education meets adventure. Until next time, we wish you safe travels and leave you with our traveler's prayer. Lord, be our guide and protector. Let those I encounter be blessed by my words. Let my hands be filled with your work, and may I be filled with your grace and kind words for others. May I be a light unto those around me on the journey ahead. Amen.
Amen. This has been a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. If you'd like more information, go to roadschoolmoms.com.